and the world just isn't ready. It is your girl, Drea Love, under the moonlight in my new house. Grateful as ever. On the top of a mountain, literally. Surrounded, literally, by trees and plants. And huge life-size rocks, like car-size rocks. Oh, so grateful. 2020, so good. So, tonight, under this new moon, full moon. No, it's not really a new moon. I'm just under the moon. Okay, let me get it right. Under the moon. Enjoying all this energy that this new place is giving me. So, what I wanted to talk to you about is uniting with Mother Earth and being called for Mother Earth. So this new spot definitely called us here. It's insane. It's filled with Earth energy like probably no other place I've ever lived. We're in the middle of San Diego, but it's insane. The land is talking to us. Well, talking to me specifically, because that's kind of, you know, one of my specialties. I talk to the earth, I talk to the crystals, I talk to the plants and trees. It's kind of one of my things. I have very heavy ancestral connections to Mother Earth. Very, very heavy connections. And recently was told by a friend who is a healer, recently spent some time in Chile. She was telling me that my grandmother's energy is linked in with all the tribal energy of Chile and the earth energy. And she was talking to me about how strong that energy was. She was saying how my grandmother had been calling me and how she was so powerful. She actually was a psychic. And people used to come see her. And how she was calling me, though. Anyhow. And so as she was calling me, and she is so heavily connected to the earth, and the earth speaks to me so heavily, and I'm at this new place, and the earth, I'm surrounded by the earth here. Oh my gosh, in the middle of literally in the side of a hill. Oh, it's insane. The communication is phenomenal. The energy utilization is, oh my gosh. It's exciting. It's exciting when you learn to listen to Mother Earth and allow Mother Earth to help you link into your natural skills and help you just listen and be who it is that you are. Because we all have natural skills and abilities. One of mine just happens to be linking in with Mother Earth and hearing what has to be said or what is being said or what is present. It's one of my jams. And as Spirit put me in this new space with all this access to Mother Earth, literally all day, all night, I look out my window and I've got just trees and plants and hills and rocks, and it's so lovely. I'm so happy, if you can't tell. And I've got this deck and gazebo that's just huge. 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 I'm sitting out here and I'm staring at the moon. It's not full anymore. We had that full moon eclipse the other night, and so it's eclipsing out. We're changing moons again. But I'm looking at this beautiful moon, sitting here, taking in all this energy. Appreciating the allowance from Mother Nature, just decompress at the end of the day. Y'all know Mother Nature will take away your stuff at the end of every day. We just have to go give it to her and him. The moon has been calling me lately too, to speak at night, to come and just clear my head and my heart. And I've been doing that. I've been talking to the moon at night and just saying what I need to say. letting Mother Earth know what I need, professing my whatever I need to profess to myself and to the universe, and just allowing it to flow. You guys ever do that for yourself? You guys ever feel called enough or wild enough to just speak to the universe and see what the universe might say back to you in many ways? And the ways can be anything from a thought to a phone call to a song to something you see to a sign to something somebody says to a television show. It can be anything. Spirit will speak in any way you will listen, any and every way. You guys listen to the universe? That's my jam too. Listening to the universe. Tapping into everything that the universe has to say to us in every way. Oh my God, am I connected? Woo! Being connected is a good thing. It's a good thing. And if you can't tell, it makes you feel good. I'm grateful. Just sharing that. Just putting that out there. The universe has opportunities for us to transmute this journey that we're on, these lessons, this life, these experiences. We have an opportunity to process this stuff every day. And I spent a lot of years holding this stuff in, and I paid for it with fibromyalgia and lupus and all kinds of goofy things that my life decided to put me through my experiences. I don't know what your life is putting you through, but being able to transmute at the end of every day now, whew, oh my God, it's something else. It's something else. I feel so grounded. I feel so good. I feel so connected. I feel so free. I feel so like I'm in the flow of everything. I feel like I can hear everything. I feel like I can hear what's next all the time. And God just keeps delivering. The universe just keeps just flowing. It's more and more and more. Just giving me more. If I listen to whatever form the universe will talk to me in. And as of present, it happens to be through all the trees and the rocks and the moon, actually very specifically. And that counseling call that moon calls me for. Just letting me give my pain and my stuff to the moon. Oh, y'all, and the plants will talk to you. Y'all crazy enough, crazy like me, to just let the energy transmute. But let the plants help y'all out. I know you guys know that plants are energy and life, because that's what we eat to be most healthy. And they are our help in many ways. And they love to communicate with us. They love to help us. And they will help us in so many ways. I'm getting signs right now. My right ear is itching. That's my masculine side going crazy, saying, yes, 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 you're right, you're right. So the universe wants to help us, y'all. Let the universe help you. The plants will talk to you. The moon will hear you. God will speak to you. Your intuition will work through you. Your ancestors will work through you. You have energy and power, and you can use it just like I do. If y'all crazy enough to believe that you have the power and know how to utilize that energy, transform it, process it, transmute it, and let that shit go. Let God give you more every dang day, every day. So let us get out there and let the universe take good care of us, because we are children of the universe, y'all. We have done this before. We have been here before. We've been through this shit before. We just forgot who we are. So let us reconnect who it is we are. Let us channel that spirit back in, just back to simplicity. Y'all know how this feels. Channel in that feeling, reconnect in, and get you some. Thanks for listening to me. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Pass this on to somebody you know who needs to connect to Pachamama, Mother Earth, and to Father Sky, and to the moon, and get some of that universal connection, because they disconnected like a mug. Also, y'all can head to my website at DreaLove.com. For soul contract readings, we can decode your life, many, many types of coaching sessions, energetic assessments. We can check to see what it is that's going on in your life and how it is to best work with you. Also, just so many resources on the website, y'all. DreaLove.com, learning, products, other website resources, doctors, all kinds of things just to help us out. My blog, and that podcast that we on right now, that's on the website too, so y'all check it out. In and with love, y'all. It's your girl, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.